A Cold Accretion Floor onto One Component of a Multiple Protostellar System, by Nadia M. Murillo et al. Context: gas accretion flows transport material from the cloud core onto the protostar. In multiple protostellar systems, it is not clear if the delivery mechanism is preferential or evenly distributed among the components. Ames: gas accretion flows within IRAS 16293 is explored out to 6,000 astronomical units. Methods: ALMA band 3 observations of low J transitions of HNC, cyanopolyines, HC underscore 3N, HC underscore 5N, and N underscore 2H carat plus are used to probe the cloud core structure at approximately 100 astronomical units resolution. Additional band 3 archival data provide low J HCN and CO lines. These data are compared with the corresponding higher J lines from the PILS band 7 data for excitation analysis. The HNC-HCN ratio is used as a temperature tracer. Results: the low J transitions of HC underscore 3N, HC underscore 5N, HNC and N underscore 2H carat plus trace extended and elongated structures from 6,000 astronomical units down to approximately 100 astronomical units, without accompanying dust continuum emission. Two structures are identified. One traces a flow that is likely accreting toward the most luminous component of the system, IRAS 16293A. Temperatures inferred from the HCN-HNC ratio suggest that the gas in this flow is cold, between 10 and 30 K. The other structure is part of an UV-irradiated cavity wall entrained by one of the outflows. The two outflows driven by IRAS 16293A present different molecular gas distributions. Conclusions: accretion of cold gas is seen from 6,000 astronomical unit scales onto IRAS 16293A, but not onto source B, indicates that cloud core material accretion is competitive due to feedback onto a dominant component in an embedded multiple protostellar system. The preferential delivery of material could explain the higher luminosity and multiplicity of source A compared to source B. The results of this work demonstrate that several different molecular species, and multiple transitions of each species, are needed to confirm and characterize accretion flows in protostellar cloud cores. This was a cold accretion floor onto one component of a multiple protostellar system, by Nadia M. Murillo et al.